Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Jack Saltzgaber. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jimmy DeShong. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Jimmy DeShong. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Sisell. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Welch. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Welch. And now, play ball. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti takes first base on ball four. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Crosetti. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Crosetti steals second. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber strikes out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crosetti scores. Ruth moves to third. It's 1-0, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ruth scores. Gehrig moves to second. It's 2-0, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 3-0, Yankees. Herb Pennock now pitching. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Chapman scores. Dickey moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-0, Yankees. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sisell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy DeShong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeShong hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Merle Hogue now playing left field. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Byrd who is chasing the ball. Werber reaches third base with a triple. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off DeShong, and towards Hefner, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Werber scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Yankees. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber is 0-for-1 in the game. Saltzgaber hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. Dickey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Porter out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a fly ball towards left. Hoag settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hoag. Farrell scores. Larry moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Yankees. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry scores. Pennock moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Yankees. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Gehrig moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehrig moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bird hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. Chapman scores. Dickey moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-3, Yankees. Jimmy DeShong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeShong is 0 for 1 in the game. DeShong strikes out. 2 outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Crosetti hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter, who is chasing the ball. Crosetti reaches third base with a triple. Dickey scores. Hefner goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 8-3, Yankees. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber is 0 for 2 in the game. Saltzgaber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crosetti scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Yankees. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. Saltzgaber moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Saltzgaber moves to third. Hoag moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti misplays the ball. That's an error on Crosetti. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bird hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dickey moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Dickey moves to third. Bird moves to second. Jimmy DeShong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeShong is 0 for 2 in the game. DeShong hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Larry strikes out. Dickey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Larry out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Saltzgaber strikes out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Hoag reaches second base with a double. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hoag moves to third. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Kellett pinch hits for Bill Cecil. Red Kellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellett hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Werber hits a line drive towards short. Crosetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Kellett now playing second base. Joe Mulligan now pitching. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salzgaber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Jimmy DeShong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeShong is 0 for 3 in the game. DeShong takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Crosetti bunts towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Kellett covering, for the out. DeShong moves to second. One out. Jack Salzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salzgaber is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Salzgaber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DeShong scores. It's 10-3, Yankees. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hoag bunts towards the mound. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Salzgaber moves to second. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kellett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordy Hinkle pinch hits for Rick Farrell. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Joe Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan takes first base on ball 4. Red Kellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellett is 0 for 1 in the game. Kellett hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Gordy Hinkle now catching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bird hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Werber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hefner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hinkle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy DeShong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeShong is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. DeShong hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinkle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoag. Hinkle reaches second base with a double. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hinkle scores. It's 10-4, Yankees. Dusty Cook pinch hits for Joe Mulligan. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Larry moves to second. Red Kellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellett is 0-for-2 in the game. Kellett strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.